Local journalist Alpha Jallo has seen hundreds of villagers from northern Casamance fleeing the region during the past few days. He says they are going to the Gambian border region, where they hope to find protection with the Red Cross or with family members already living in villages there. He has spoken with many people who are fleeing because they say the situation is too dangerous.
I spoke to a woman who just came from Bela. He said that there are still gunshot fire. They are hearing sporadic gunshot fire everywhere. And because they know that the situation is quite dangerous, they decided to flee.
He says many people seem scared and exhausted and will have to make long journeys to find safety.
The lady I spoke to was quite helpless because I just saw her with her tooth. She was quite tired, quite disabled, because she said that she had to walk for a very long distance before she can get a transport that brought her to Binjona. And she also said that in Binjona she is going to stay with family members until things calm down.
Robert Reeve, an analyst at the British research organisation Chatham House, says going to the Gambia is a common destination for displaced civilians from the Casamance region.
There's about 6,000 Senegalese refugees from Casamance in Gambia most of the time, but you get a few thousand more coming and going from the northern area, which has been the main, most active combat zone for the past year or so.
According to Jallo, the local journalist, rebel factions are competing for territory in the region. He says an alliance of rebel groups are fighting the hard-line wing of the Movement for Democratic Forces in the Casamance, led by Salif Sadio. The breakaway rebel faction claims Sadio's group is terrorizing the local population and taking over local business. Rebels have been fighting for more autonomy in Casamance, which borders both the Gambia and Guinea-Bissau, since the early 1980s, but there have been increasing splits within their movement. Main rebel leaders signed a peace accord with Senegal's government in 2004, but fighting never completely ended. Some rebels never agreed to the talks. The recent killings of several Senegalese government officials in the Casamance region remain unsolved. Sayla Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.